Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. Happy to welcome you to today's Open Peaceful Heart meditation. Everyone is muted and this recording will be posted at openpeacefulheart.com sometime tomorrow. Today's meditation is called Heritage. Yesterday, I attended a large outdoor family reunion with my father, who I did not really grow up with, but I've enjoyed getting to know better these past few years. While these connections are great, your family can be of your own choosing. It's not limited to your gene pool. Similarly, you can choose the heritage you wish to honor while understanding and acknowledging the parts of our collective heritage that are less than admirable. We all experience parts of our heritage that are uplifting and parts that hold us back. This meditation attempts to speak to both of these dynamics, grounding us using tree imagery. Songwriter Shannon Curtis writes that planting a tree is an act of optimism, because you expect it to be there for future generations long after you have gone. This also connects us to our true heritage from our Mother Earth. So settle in and Karen will open the circle and get us started.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle. And as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Let us be present, truly present, here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen, and so it is. Our circle is open. Let's get started by grounding ourselves. Let's use that tree imagery. Imagine that you can start with your roots going deep into the ground. Those roots pull up the water and life force from the depths of the earth. This energy and nourishment flows up into you, through your body, into your throat, into your head, and out of your crown at the top of your head. Imagine sprouts of light reaching from the top of your head out to the sky to commingle with the bold light of the sun and bringing that boldness back down into your being, back through your body and back into the roots deep in the earth. Now you are safely grounded and protected. Imagine you're moving through an old growth forest. There's a wide variety of trees, some tall and stately like redwoods, shooting up endlessly into the blue sky and so big around you, you could carve a cave and live inside. Others are gnarled and spreading, with many large branches almost parallel to the ground for many feet before they turn upward toward the sun, sprouting dense, leafy greens. There are old willows whose long, leafy tendrils touch the ground. You pull them aside like a beaded curtain, and the rest of the forest disappears. You step out the other side and see a banyan tree. It's dozens of roots growing down around the main trunk and sinking into the ground. And now you notice a little grove of trees that are all the same, and they remind you a bit of yourself. You look around at these ancient living things. These trees have housed at least 100 generations of squirrels and birds, and many generations of people have walked among them. Are you attracted to the group of trees that seems most like you? Or are you attracted to something different? Imagine moving toward the tree that draws you in and asks you to learn more about it. You notice that the ground is a little wet and muddy, and your shoes stick a bit in the ground. Each step you feel a little tug, but you keep moving toward your tree. There are some thorny or thistly plants that have grown up in front of it, and you push them aside, trying not to get poked. The tree itself beckons you to climb, and you easily find footholds, but there are vines around the trunk that try to wrap around you and pull you back down. You have a little jackknife in your pocket, and you gently cut these vines away from your feet. As you ascend, the path becomes easier. You pass nests and come face to face with a curious squirrel. There's a beehive, and you move around it carefully. Sooner than you imagined, you are at the top. There's a hawk circling overhead, and it lands on its nest in a tree nearby. As you look out over the treetops, you feel the support of all the ancient wisdom of this tree and the collective energy of the whole grove. You might want to speak out, to take all that inspiration and shout it out to the world. Let's take 2 minutes together in silence and focus on what you might be inspired to shout from that treetop today. We'll take 2 minutes. Let's come back together. You descend the tree and reach the bottom easily. The vines and thistles that posed so much trouble before don't concern you now. You just brush them away. Sit down at the bottom of the tree with your back against the trunk. You feel the strength of the trunk and connect with the life force moving within it. That nourishment moving up from the earth through the roots and all the way up to where you were just standing above the leaves at the treetop. You look at all the different trees around you and feel the mingling of all these life forces that sustain and strengthen you. Feel the connection of all these trees, all these roots, drawing from the same source and reaching toward the same sky. Let's use our voices to shout from the treetops, sharing our strength and our open, peaceful hearts with everyone to make this world a better place. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, email reminders and an email about the recording, you'll get an email with a link to the recording in about 24 hours. And you can always access a ton of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com or just reply to one of the emails we sent out and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars to join us on Sunday, September 4th. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.